HWR headquarters. It's the 291st edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Arnold.
And thank you so much for tuning in. You are you. We very much appreciate it. If you are joining us live, that's awesome. You can interact with us on right here. Log into your Google account or your YouTube account, and then you can join us in the live chat. And I'll have it pulled up here on the old handy-dandy smartphone, and I'll try to include you as best as I can in the show. So feel free to ask us questions or just say hi or fact-check us or talk shit or whatever. If you're not watching us live and catch us on the replay, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/HoustonWrestlingRadio, and on Twitter at HWrestlingRadio, and on the Instagrams, Houston Wrestling Radio. And, or you could just leave a comment here on the YouTube. You could do that as well. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications. That way, you know when we come on next week, because it's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, except for next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, so this is the 4th of July.
Merch.
We are going to try to do something special and do something a little earlier in the night, evening, afternoon, whatever. We'll get you the details of exactly when. But if you are expecting to see us at our normal bat time, normal bat channel, well, we won't be here.
Turn your porn down.
That's my porn of myself. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to try.
We all have those.
We're going to try to do something earlier because, you know, fireworks are probably booming off, and that wouldn't be good to be doing a show while fireworks are booming off. And you got kids.
I got kids.
So you got to take your kids to go see said fireworks.
Yep.
So, yeah, there you go. All right. So it's just you and I.
Just you and I. You and I.
Chris is in the process of packing because he is moving.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome for him.
See you later, stink tongue.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. So it's just me and you.
Yes.
On a rather uneventful week of wrestling, I'd say.
Yeah, I was struggling to think of content on the drive over here. Yeah. I was like, man, I mean, usually it's the exact opposite of what happened last week. Last week was like, well, we have too much to talk about. With the exclusion of, I wanted to talk about the British stuff, but you didn't have time to watch it, so I just didn't even waste my time to watch it.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about that next week if there's any, if it's inconsequential to this week's NXT. I don't know how the fuck that's going down because there was a takeover before a regular taping. So
right.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I'm not going to try to lie and say that I do.
Yeah.
I just saw tag team championships change last week. So I don't know what's going on this week.
Right.
I don't know. I'm lost.
Lost. I'm lost too.
Yeah, totally lost. What the hell's going on?
I'm
American.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to fucking squeeze it into my schedule to watch that. So
yeah.
We're going to give ourselves another week, and hopefully on our special 4th of July episode, we'll have something
to talk about
that.
The British on the 4th of July.
Yes. Yeah.
1777 all over again.
Michael, what's up, man? Thank you for joining us here live. He says, Blinky got the stinky. I think that's another Simpsons reference.
Ah.
Blinky was the thing. Bailey went full girlfriend beatdown on Sasha Banks. Yes,
boy,
she did.
I was so happy.
Dingy's happy. About
I was
that.
Happiest. Is that what you want to start with, Raw? Or you want to use NXT?
Why not?
Yeah, NXT, there was honestly nothing happened on NXT. Like, nothing.
Well, Bianca versus Dakota was
tight.
No, it was good.
And I didn't see the War Raiders match.
Well, it's the War Raiders, so I'm sure it was good,
yeah.
But I'm sure they just squashed somebody.
Yeah. Dude, there's two things that stand out from this past Monday.
Okay.
The main event, which was a glitter fucking fest. Been very nervous to watch.
Okay.
And Bailey, man, I am still grinning from ear to ear over this fucking whatever happened with Bailey.
Because
I'm not letting myself get too worked up about it because when I saw it happen, I thought that's the Bailey heel turn that I've been waiting for forever.
Right.
Oh, my God. She cussed on TV.
She did.
Bailey, the 12-year-old.
Yes.
Said a bad word.
She's going to go
to
detention.
She's grounded.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
She said, you ain't shit, Sasha. God damn. Sasha don't even cuss. She called everybody sweetheart.
At some point, I thought she also called Sasha a bitch, too. Didn't she?
She said, you ain't shit, Sasha. That's
okay.
What she said.
All right.
So, because at first, her little... Her bad mouthing wasn't going over very well.
Yeah.
Her actions were badass. Dude, she's aggressive.
Oh,
she's strong, and she knows how to be mean. at least like right there. So she beat the fuck out of Sasha after that match, dude. Like the fuck out of Sasha. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was like, cool. Heel turn Bayley. We might get new entrance music. Although it was kind of creepy, but cool seeing that happy go lucky song after she just beat the fuck out of somebody.
You know what?
You know how like Mankind after his match, you know, like the little piano song he'd find some kind of peace after beating the fuck out of somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe Bayley's that way.
Maybe.
But then came the next segment. Kurt Angle saying, you need counseling. Counseling? For what? You need counseling. All right, whatever. And there's WWE.com exclusive. So does Sasha.
I guess.
So you know what they're going to do. Three words.
Hug it out.
Oh, God.
Well,
if they hug it out, I am officially done.
Well. If we see Dr. Shelby, I'm going to mark out for that. I'm going to pop if I see Dr. Shelby. Dr. Shelby's Twitter account, his, you know, that kayfabe Twitter account, did retweet it and say, he said, did somebody say somebody needs some counseling? Yeah. And I'm like, all right. So if he shows up, I'm down. If they go 100% where they go through the counseling, they hug it out and everything's hunky-dory, then I'll be a little disappointed. But if it's kind of like this setup to further show Bayley is not cool, and even Dr. Shelby hugging it out couldn't get them to fucking lay down their arms, that would be all right. I'm on board. Like if Bayley and Sasha are there and Shelby's like, you two need to hug it out, and then hug it out, or they try to, but instead, bam, slaps the shit out.
Bayley's
of her.
Move is a Bayley to belly.
Yeah,
so it's a hug, and then bam, and then
belly to Bayley.
But I'm just like, dude. Just let her keep it going. Let her keep that fire.
This might be that. It might let her keep it going.
I hope so.
I don't know. But either way, I'm initially going to mark out for Shelby. Then the end result, well, we'll have to wait and see about that.
Yeah. Dude, let's talk about that weird. Oh, what's going on?
Well, hold on. Michael, you're random. But it's okay. I like it. Mandy Rose, Alexa Bliss, and Liv Morgan are the hottest white girls I've ever seen.
Yeah, Vince McMahon loves blondes. That's why he does. What the champions are who they are.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about that weird beginning of Raw. Like, Kurt Angle totally – I don't know if he sabotaged it or is the WWE just sabotaged the wording of this. Due to a contractual snafu with Brock Lesnar, he backed out of a match that he's not in. There was going to be a multi-man match at Extreme Rules to decide the number one contender for Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. But Brock Lesnar decided to pull out of said match.
Right.
That he wasn't in.
Right. I think it was this. There was going to be a multi-man match. The winner of the multi-man match faces Brock at
SummerSlam.
I would presume whatever, SummerSlam. Yeah. So let's just, for the sake of argument, say SummerSlam. So, okay, we're going to have this multi-man match. The winner gets Brock at SummerSlam. But then Brock said, hey, man, I can't make SummerSlam. Well, shit. What are we going to do about this match? So the winner gets Brock. Well, Ryan, fuck.
Let's Paul Heyman also went on a tirade over the weekend.
Well, okay. I don't know about this. What happened?
He posted on Facebook or Twitter just, like, basically saying, calling out Bobby Lashley, like, just fucking him, dragging him to the mud, talking about he was a failed, you know, MMA fighter and blah, blah, blah. He's a failed Brock Lesnar and blah, blah, blah. And just kind of downplaying everybody else that was going to be part of, basically, it was part of the main event scene.
Okay.
So that's why everyone was like, so are they clearly setting up for Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar? In fact, I saw What Culture Video saying, hey, this is the next opponent for Brock. I was like, oh, they're kind of. I remember seeing that video and thinking, like, why do they make this video? I kind of wanted to find out on my own.
Right.
I'm thinking the WWE is like, oh, you fuckers. Now we got to just, you know, scramble shit around because you fucking stupid Maybe. Marks fucked it up for everybody.
Maybe.
But.
I don't know. But something did not go according to plan.
They're trying to ram down the storyline of Brock doesn't give a shit to get Roman over because he cares so much.
I guess. I mean, maybe that's what it is.
Part of the segment.
But at the same time, not only did they say, okay, we're not doing this multi-man match, they had the exact same booking from the end of last week's Raw.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley and Roman are out there jaw-jacking with each other, and out come the Revival say, hey, we want you two. I bet y'all can't be a team. And then that's exactly what happened. And we got the match all over again.
What Raw am I watching? Yeah. Am I watching last week?
It was the exact same thing.
I was like, that doesn't make it. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we had the tag team match was the same guys, just crisscrossed. Yeah. The Constable Corbin and Finn Balor versus Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I know they're getting ready for a tour. Now, I think everyone from Raw was there, but I know from SmackDown there was like 10 people there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that was part of the booking. Like, hey, let's mail this one in. It's fucking San Diego. It's San Diego. They're happy we're even there.
So basically you're saying WWE just said, go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Basically.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It was just really weird. But there was another segment that happened on Raw right after that. Wasn't
Mojo Rawley. Yeah, Jose, right. Jose. I'm like, I saw them wrestle last
year. Yeah, this happened. Like, what are we doing? We're totally... This is Raw redo.
Yeah. You know? I was like, well, I have to say, it's taken me 2.5 years. But I'm probably going to say it. I'm kind of buying into Mojo Rawley here.
What?
You know me. I'm the biggest Mojo hater. I fucking hate Mojo Rawley. But
all right.
I don't know. Something about his new, like, swagger? Like, his new, like, yo, like, he's calm. He's not all stupid and wacky. He's not hype. He's just fucking, like, he has a beard. He doesn't have that douchebag fucking chin strap anymore. His new song is badass. I didn't like it the first time I heard it. I was like, oh, it sounds like a fucking, like, a Jersey Shore Party Boy song. But then I was starting to hear it. I was like, no, that's not that bad. All
right.
And, like, his promo to Jose wasn't bad at all because he was like, I say no to you because I already beat you. They don't deserve to be out here in the first place. Who the fuck are they? Yeah. And like basically just, you know, like pissing all over him. And in a way, he's like, hey, what the fuck? And then he just sticks him in the face and walks away. So I bitched it. Yeah, we saw that last week, but this made more sense than last week.
This was a better redo last week.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean, if we're doing Raw all over again, yeah, I think they actually improved it.
They did both of them right because I fast forwarded the Roman Lashley match because I was like, I saw this match already.
Yeah,
I fast forwarded. It was nice to see that the rival got the win.
Yeah, like, they did squeak out a victory, which is cool.
Whatevs, that's better than
nothing. That's that stupid WWE 50-50 booking. You know, like, all right, one week, one the other, and it was, like, totally inconsequential.
Yeah.
Michael says this in the live chat. He says, Brock's summer vacation is already better than everyone else on the entire roster.
Yes.
And then he also says, the only reason WWE canceled the multi-man match is because they found out that they did the same thing last year.
Yeah.
You know what, Michael, you're
that
fucking right.
That was the exact same thing. Great balls. It was the exact same. You know, the winner of this multi-man match gets to face Brock Lesnar or something. I'm like,
hey. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe they realized that.
Yeah.
I don't
like
know.
Like, exactly last year. Yeah, so that was stupid. Aldis a painter back. That was kind of cool to see.
Like, finally, something that made me say, like, oh, that's different from last week's Raw.
I thought I went too far in the machine. I was like, oh, fuck, did I go back to April? Son of a bitch. What's going on here?
Kind of the way
what Raw am I watching?
What's wrong?
Why is Alicia Fox there?
What's wrong with my flux capacitor?
Alicia Fox, where's Teddy Long? Is this SmackDown 2006? What's going on?
Hold on a minute, please. All right, so yeah, the Authors of Pain show up.
Yeah, that was cool. They bullied the fucking some guy in the back with the male riot squad and fucking Titus Worldwide is like, hey, we don't do that around here. And they're like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Go by and they fight like Rex and Dick or some whatever the brothers' names are. And just annihilate him with that. I don't think it's a stupid move, but I don't think it's a great move. their finisher. It's a Russian leg sweep
with the clothesline.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So it's the same. I don't think it's a bad move. I just don't think it's that good of a move.
I like their super collider better. The power bombs.
Yeah, they cheer. The thing is,
one of them does it a little slow.
Yeah.
So I think either, hey, you got to speed that shit up.
Yeah, I think it's probably what they have. I don't think they've even done that.
Yeah, that's probably just why they're going with the bookend or whatever. The last chapter? The last chapter. The bookend.
The book of tea. Brother.
God
damn it. So yeah, they're back. And then Titus Worldwide, I guess, got in their face after the match, right? Isn't that what happened?
Maybe.
I don't know. It was stupid.
I don't even remember.
The other thing that was kind of stupid but not is, yeah, Nia's officially the Big Show. Because she's face again.
Yeah.
She came out and, like, was all facing it up with as Natty's fucking – she was in Natty's corner for Alexa versus Natty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What the hell's going on with the women's division, man?
I mean –
There's a lot of cool, a lot of different storylines going on, but
yeah,
with a title.
Well, I mean, I kind of get it why Natty was out there because I mean she was already buddy buddy with Ronda, so that's how you keep the feud going without Ronda there.
Yeah.
So I mean, it makes sense to me. It wasn't completely out of left field.
No.
But at the end of the day, I didn't really care.
Yeah, I didn't. The stuff with Strowman and Kevin Owens was cool because of the first initial the way it came about.
Okay.
Having Baron and Angle, like, just fucking with each other backstage. I actually love the dynamic of Angle and Corbin.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they planned this or this was an accident or what, but it was funny in the beginning where JoJo just like, hey, here's Kurt Angle. And Corbin's like,
oh, and what about me?
Yeah, what the fuck, asshole? And then, like, oh.
I kind of believe either way that that it was planned, or I believe that.
Yeah, because that's sign of a really good segment because you don't know if that was bullshit or not. Because JoJo was even like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, and Constable Baron Corbin.
Yeah,
they gave him back the Baron.
Baron, yeah, his name's Baron again.
It was you that was.
I noticed it did not once did they call him Baron last week.
Yeah,
but they called him Baron this week, so Baron is back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Strowman's like, I feel bad. I was being kind of a dick to Kevin Owens. I want to be his partner. And Finn's like, yeah, go ahead. But Finn is like, yeah. Well, Baron's like, yeah, I pinned you last week. You don't deserve anything. Oh, because Finn was bitching about the match being over. The multi-man is like, for what? I pinned you last week. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you look like you work at TGI Fridays with that vest. And so Strowman's like, yeah, okay, I'll be his partner. Against these two. Matt was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought you were my friend, buddy. But
I'm kind of wanting this temporary Braun being interested in making friends and being in tag team thing end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's adding to his character.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, yeah, it is. But I also think it's like, hurting the tag team division.
There is no tag team division.
Exactly. I mean, it's Braun and whoever he wants to be teamed with that week.
Yeah.
And who's going to challenge Braun and X?
Yeah.
You know, and like, why is Braun so concerned with making friends with all these other guys? I get it as character development, and I love character development, but I think you're laying it on a little bit too thick.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he needs to go back to being a monster, which he has the shirt, the Monster in the Bank.
Yeah.
And they call him Mr. Monster in the Bank. They're kind of driving that point home.
They need to change the briefcase to say Monster instead of money.
They need to give him a bigger briefcase. He was walking by and Penny goes, look, Daddy, lunchbox. That's his lunchbox. That's his little lunchbox.
That's his little lunchbox.
So, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. The match was pretty good. It was decent. The thing where Kevin, where he did the fucking running him over, and Kevin's like, and he's like, Kevin, go, do it. He's like, no. He's like, do it, fuck. So he goes, he goes, feeling bad. Like, oh, yeah, then he gets off, and boom, fucking Baron clotheslines the shit out of him.
Knocks him out. Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking gold.
That was pretty funny. That was
really good. Strowman got the win?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, The cool segment with Strowman, the damn near Attitude Era stuff, like Vince McMahon, Stone Cold, the DX Express type deal.
Right.
Where he's like, where are the keys? I don't have your keys. He has them. And he's like dangling. He's like, yeah. Here, hope you got the insurance. He turns around, it's all fucking busted. And still the guy comes in with the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was cool.
I liked it. And I didn't like it at the same time. Because I like seeing Braun do all the crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know, sure, we didn't see this one, him flipping it.
Yeah.
But we don't need to see him flipping it.
We seen him flip everything else.
Yeah, it's fine. But it kind of came off a little bit too much. Like, Braun was the heel and Kevin was the face in this.
Yeah.
Braun seemed a little bit kind of like a bully, be a star. And I don't know. Like, it seemed less mischievous and more bad intentious, you know? I don't know, man. It kind of got me a little funny on this on this particular one, you know. So I don't know.
Well,
am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
All right.
And then we have the main event.
Yeah.
What did you think?
That was really good.
Okay.
It might be my match of the week.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was one of the best matches I've seen in a way, especially out of them two, but in a couple weeks. And mind you, we've had Omega Okada this month. Yeah. So I'm not going, it's not going there.
Yeah.
But WWE matches, fuck, dude.
Okay.
It had like New Japan level, like, oh, kind of groans, like, oh shit. The near falls, that fucking DDT onto the apron.
Yes,
oh my
that was
God.
Sick.
Dude, we're watching the best seller against, my opinion, probably the best like wrestler go at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Last week's match was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right. This match was fucking phenomenal.
Right.
I love this match. This match would be my hands down slam dunk match of the week pick. If not for the ending.
I knew you know
me.
Were going to go there.
Once there's a DQ finish, to me, it's off the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's off.
Yeah. For me, it's not off the table.
Yeah.
Because I story. Care about the story. Yeah. And the story was
that
intense.
That just advances it, yeah.
Yeah, it was advanced. And I feel like with the storyline of what's going on, like that was probably the best thing that you could do to tell the story of what's going on there. Because both of them looked super competent. I had no idea. I literally had no idea who could have actually won that if they did a clean finish.
Yeah.
I would have bought Ziggler beating Seth. I would have bought Seth beating Ziggler. I really was questioning myself as going into it. I'm like, Ziggler's keeping this title. He just won it. Yeah, you know. But I was like,
And that just tells us, like, we wrote off Ziggler a year ago. Everyone wrote him off.
Yeah.
Even when he came back, like, okay. He was number 30 here in the Rumble. Nobody cared.
Right.
Like, everybody was like, okay, he's number 30? All right, well, he's the second to the next one to get eliminated.
Yeah.
And it happened.
Yeah.
And even with the stuff with him and Drew, we were like, okay, they're going to be mid-card. They're going to be a tag team, whatever. No, the opposite. Damn, they're fucking both. I mean, Ziggler's the champion, and Drew looks like he kind of pigeonholed himself into a feud.
Yeah.
With Roman Reigns, probably. So, I don't know what the hell's going on there. Yeah, because Roman came on and made the save after Drew got kicked out but still came back and got disqualified. So, Ziggler retained.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, that match was so good, dude.
The
frog splashes, the suplex and falcon arrows, the fucking the zigzags. Yeah, every move, they threw everything out. They do every move in the arsenal, they fucking use it.
I can't think of another match that would be better than this match as far as matches of the weeks go.
Yeah, there is none.
But we didn't watch any of the UK stuff.
Yeah.
So there could be a hidden gem.
Yeah,
there
could be a big one there.
Yeah. So I think for this week, I'm willing to say, yeah, sure, that's a match of the week, but it ain't going to go any higher than that. So let's not.
Because I have two of that exact gripes this week.
Okay.
Which will pretty much get to that. Because, yeah, that was the end of Raw.
All right. Michael Network says this. Everybody is talking about X-Pac Heat. Carmella is be gone, Thought Heat.
Carmella is fucking awesome.
Carmella is money, man.
Was she even on? She wasn't even on this week.
Was she on SmackDown?
Yeah.
We were talking about Raw.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
But, okay. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I can't.
I'm telling you, nobody was there. Okay. Asuka wasn't even there.
Yeah. Elias Laredo, what's up? Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. He says, Kevin Nash, Shawn Michaels syndrome. What's he talking about? Who's he talking about?
Ziggler and
Ziggler
Drew.
Seth?
Ziggler,
oh, Ziggler, Ziggler and Drew. Ziggler Drew. Yeah,
which isn't bad because that carried the WWF in the 90s.
Well, okay. Let's backtrack a little bit because I wanted to get this point out that I thought about as I was watching it. Also, Nate Outrage, what's up? Nice to see you in the chat. Is Drew at risk or already there of being just
the muscle?
The muscle, the backup, the second fiddle?
Right now, that's what he is. Like, that's legit what he is. Okay. But so was Diesel, so that's okay.
True.
At first.
I just don't want him to be Tomko to Christian.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had less Jannettis happen than what in the past, you know. Tag teams can get together and break up, and sometimes both of them do well.
Well, they've been doing such a good job at being like, it's not even really a tag team. It's kind of like a bond. Like, hey, I respect you. We're rocking together, but we're not like, you know, we're striving for like different things.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. When they said this is the first championship of many, I was like, okay, that's got to mean Drew's probably going to be a champion soon. And there's no other belt.
He is the chosen one.
Yeah. And there's no other belt besides the Universal.
Unless you go to SmackDown.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to see. That's a name I haven't heard since 2007. What? I think she's talking about, or he's talking about Tomko.
Oh, Tomko. Didn't he go to TNA?
He did. Ugh. He did pretty well in TNA, actually.
With
Christian. Well, it was Tyson Tomko.
Oh.
It was Christian Cage and Tyson Tomko. Yeah. They did pretty good. Christian did amazing
Christian
in TNA.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that.
In TNA.
You were like, no, man, he was really good in TNA. Yeah. I'm like, I don't watch TNA.
Robert, what's up, man?
Thanks for meddling.
He's meddling in here. Maybe Drew is being set up as the Chosen One 2.0.
I'm okay with it this time.
Okay.
He's not rammed down our throats this time. He's naturally easing down our throats.
Oh, very, very gently.
Yes. He's a grower, not a shower this time.
Ah, I see. Despacito.
We're prepared now.
Aye,
yeah.
Yes.
You gotta loosen it up. Yeah. You got to lick it before you stick it.
Yeah, you got
to.
Why is everything always got to be so dirty with this?
Because I'm a nasty motherfucker.
Yes. Underrated in TNA, honestly. You're right, Nate. He was underrated. Okay. So going back up, we tried to start talking about Carmella there. Carmella wasn't on SmackDown? Was she really not? Like,
I don't remember her being on SmackDown. I watched SmackDown like twice.
Like, I mean, I think that she was there.
I don't think
but
she
now
was.
Now I know why. Because Ellsworth was there. Yes. Ellsworth advanced that storyline. You're right. Oh, okay. Now
really, really, really good segment. Really good segment. Where you know Ellsworth, when first he got told by Ty Dillinger that he's not a 10, he's a 1.
He's a one. Yeah.
Fuck, even Alberto Del Rio was a 4. I mean, Alex Del Barrio.
Yeah, Alex Del Barrio was
the same thing.
Yeah. Same thing.
Alex Reyes. he was a 4.
Alex Reyes. Yeah, that was his NXT name.
Yeah.
That was his slave name.
Yes. but yeah, I was talking about like, yeah, Carmella's a shit. Asuka, you suck. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then fucking Paige comes out. Man, it's just the two total different ends of the spectrum. Whenever you're watching Raw, here comes General Manager Kurt Angle. His song hits, you're like, hey, mark up for the song. But you're like, oh, just get through
this
segment. Just go through. Don't have that many lines to remember because you're going to screw them up. And stand up straight, please. Just
stand up straight, Kurt.
Just
when
Paige's music hits, you're like, oh, it's about to get interesting because she is still good on the mic, dude. Mm-hmm. No matter which side she goes by, whenever she was in Absolution, we're like, damn, she still got it. She'd still be a bitch.
Yeah.
Here, total neutral, but not at the same time. Like,
yeah,
she's like a face general manager, but she's fair. So
she does everything in the interest of fairness, unironically.
Yes. So she goes out and tells Ellsworth, Ellsworth's like, I know why you're out here. You want a date with me. Oh, I know that. That's why. And then Paige, she looks at him, looks him up and down. She's like,
she grabbed the arm.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you know what?
Maybe.
Hey, yeah, okay, next week. And then it's like, hell yeah. And it was not so much
a date
more than a match against Asuka,
yeah.
Which this will be official the first time in like 10 years that a guy will fight a girl.
One-on-one. Wait, didn't Ellsworth fight somebody else one-on-one?
Not on WWE.
Yes, before he got
Becky
released?
Lynch. I'm totally lying.
He got just whooped.
He got fired the next day.
Did he?
Yeah, he got fired the next day. Yeah.
I need a fact check on that.
He got released like that week.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was the next day.
Okay. Nobody was ready for Becky.
No. So, okay, I completely forgot about that.
Okay.
So, I guess that kind of ruined
shit. But, I mean, still, I'm okay with this. And I feel differently about Ellsworth now than what I did then. And it's kind of like this fucking roller coaster with Ellsworth. Because when we first saw him, when he was against Brock Lesnar, it went viral. And it's like, Braun Strowman, this guy with the no chin, this is great. And then he, like, loses his fucking ass and he... has the t-shirt and he shows up again and then he had this feud with AJ and it was like, why is this motherfucker being AJ?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But like, he's still adorable.
And then the
shit with Mella, and that pissed a lot of people off. Pissed my wife and my roommate off. You know, pissed off all of our friends who are girls off, yes, that we know here at HWR.
None of the guys were pissed.
Well, some of them weren't. I was a little
pissed. You're a feminist.
Well, yeah. So I was like, this is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But I think just knowing what he did out in the indies with the whole intergender thing.
That's what I love.
The intergender championship. Knowing that he knows he's a heel, so he's going to be skeevy so that the girls have somebody to beat up.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm kind of cool with it now.
Can you imagine Sonya versus him? Like Mandy versus him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great. I think this can only be good for the division and for SmackDown in general,
because
it's going to be cool.
Yeah. So I'm happy with that. So, yeah, we didn't see Mella, but we saw Ellsworth, which is an extension of Mella right now. So I'm cool with it.
I'm saying Mella an extension in the same
time. Nate says, that's Andy Kaufman style.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Andy Kaufman style.
Pretty much exactly,
mm-hmm,
which is cool. I like it. I like it a lot. We got Miz TV this week, so they were there. There was a lot of people that weren't on SmackDown. AJ wasn't there. Mello, the champions, except for the Harpers. They weren't. They were.
The Harpers. You mean the Bludgeon Brothers?
Yeah, whatever. AJ wasn't there. Mello wasn't there. Charlotte. I think Charlotte's officially gone for a while because she had the boob thing.
The boob thing?
Yeah, she ruptured an implant in like April.
Oh,
she's been working hurt since then, but too many big matches kept coming up, but she didn't want to, like, she was like, I'm not going to miss out on the Money in the Bank. Mm-hmm. So now that's over, she's going to have her surgery. She should be back by SummerSlam.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Not like, I think somebody back in the Attitude Era, their boob popped like in the ring or something like that. And it was like,
wasn't it China? Did China have
China or Trish? One of the two.
Robert Medlin, thank you for the question. It'll provide to be a nice segue. I was half asleep Tuesday night. Is Nakamura injured? Kinda.
that's the other guy that wasn't there.
Kinda.
He got bit by a police dog.
What?
Yeah.
What? He got bit by a police dog.
At a live event, no less.
Allegedly. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard this as I drove up. I was listening to a podcast. And they were talking about how, Nakamura didn't show up because he was hurt, because he was bit by a dog. But I don't know if that's true or not. I was like, okay. And then as I got here, we're show prepping. Porsche on the couch walks in, and she's like, yeah, Nakamura got bit by a police dog. I'm like, oh, fuck, that was real? Holy shit. I guess so.
apparently at a house show. Because
I was bummed the fuck out last night. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, because I remember this exact same thing. I was pissed about Monday night. I was like, damn, that was my match of the week pick, and they ruined it. You know what? Nakamura and Jeff Hardy are just going to make up for it. That's already going to be my match of the week. I can feel it. Wrong. It didn't even happen.
No, it didn't.
Instead, we get the burial of sanity on the rival.
That sucks, man. Well, I mean, is it a burial?
First,
is it a burial?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because first we get, you know, we get told that, yeah, Nakamura is not, he got hurt, not going to happen. Jeff Hardy comes out with this weird fucking vibe now that he got going on. It's kind of creepy.
Well,
I know, but to me, it's weird. To me, if you're going to do that, give him a new song.
They could give him the song that he had before he left WWE the first time around.
Yeah.
Probably work a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, something, but
don't let him write his own song. God damn, his own song that he wrote in TNA was god awful.
So he's like, "Well, who better than Cannon? Who's gonna fight me?" And then, was it Sanity?
Is
oh
that
shit!
How the music
goes? Yeah, Sierra Hotel. Anyway. My Name Is Mud by Primus starts playing and they walk out. they're doing this new camera thing on their entrance that they don't need to do it. Their entrance is already fine.
Yeah.
But they're doing the, oh, what's going on? Hey, what this? Woo,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on. Their intro was good. If you ever play, I don't play it, but I've seen their intro on WWE 2K18, 17, whatever. Their intro's badass. They walk perfectly and they know when to turn around. Like, it's fucking cool. You don't got to do all that shit. I get it, but just leave it alone. They come out.
I think they did that a little bit in NXT,
but
like it was oh my god.
Yeah.
But like in WWE, the camera was like,
you know what it reminds you of? Remember when the Shield first came out when they were beat up people? The guy would just go zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out. God, that was annoying. I mean, they come out. EY cuts a pretty good promo.
As EY always does.
Yeah. And I was like,
EY is a good fucking promo. He's always been a good promo.
I didn't watch TNA, but everything I've seen in NXT, I believe him when he speaks. Like, he has one of those presences and voices that when his man goes up, your mouth goes shut. So when he speaks, you listen. So I was like, okay. He said a lot of things. Not a lot at the same time, but I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. He set up a good match.
Robert Midland says, blame Kevin Dunn.
Yes, always.
Oh, you know, you gotta do the stupid crap they do down in NXT.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta move the camera around. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. Although I think Kevin Dunn's actually a producer for NXT as well.
Yeah.
We get a match, and albeit that, I'll give you this. Halfway through their match, I was already like, okay. This might be my match of the week pick.
This
is going really good. Dude, Eric Young is good in the ring.
He is.
Jeff Hardy's still good in the ring.
He is.
And I was enjoying it. And then out of nowhere, somebody fucking let these fuckers out of the Uso Penitentiary. The fucking guards weren't even paying attention.
They're letting the inmates run the prison out here.
Yeah. Probably never be pissed. So, yeah, here come the Usos and like usual faces come out and fucking ruin the match.
Uh-huh.
So we get a 3-on-3.
And that's when
the actual debut of Sanity.
My fucks to give fell through my hands, and I had no more fucks to give.
Yeah, I was already like, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't. And then I halfway paid attention to the match. Killian Dane looked fucking badass, as he always does. Alexander Wolf is a crash test dummy. He can fucking get his ass whooped. I've never seen anybody get their ass whooped like as good as he does. And yeah, EY is still good.
I mean, for us to, or especially for me to say that I had no fucks to give about this match, that I care a lot about Sanity. And it's this really weird juxtaposition here where it's like, I have no fucks to give about the match, but I really care about these guys that are in the match. And I think it's just booking.
We were coming around hardcore to Sanity in NXT.
And
they just took them away from us.
Yeah.
I think they were one team or one people that they took out of the oven way before they were done.
Oh yeah.
I think like not way, but definitely before they were done.
Yeah.
So man, I hope they don't fuck them up. And this is the first thing. Now, you had Alexander Wolf take the pin.
Yeah.
He, out of the three, he's the one that could take the pin.
Yeah.
Because Killian, you're like, oh, you still want to build him as a monster eventually.
Well,
I want to see one day, at Survivor Series, I want to see a standoff between Strowman and Killian Dane.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I also feel like with Sanity, even though this was kind of like our first time seeing him on SmackDown in like a lengthy sense, I'm okay with them losing because I don't know if they necessarily need the win because they're crazy. Kind of like how Nikki Cross doesn't need to beat Shayna Baszler.
Yes.
Because she'll smile while getting choked out.
Yeah.
But you're really skating thin ice here. You're skating, you're like right there because you could have them lose like two or three or four more times. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Rizangle.
Yeah. Especially if they're not smiling when they're getting choked out and they just lose.
Yeah.
And you, why? Because they lost. Yep. Because creative has nothing for you.
No.
Oh, man. Like, I don't feel like creative doesn't have anything for Nikki Cross. Like, that's not true. With her getting choked out while she's smiling, there's something else there. So I'm confident that, you know, Nikki Cross is going to still do something in NXT. So I'm not like, oh, they fucking buried her.
Yeah.
But like this on SmackDown, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm very apprehensive.
See, I have two thoughts on what they could have done, but I also am realizing why they're not. You see, Sanity, there are three. First instinct for me, I thought would have been like, oh, hey, we can have them feud with the New Day. There are three.
Oh, yeah.
Boom. But what I've noticed they're doing, and it's kind of a segue, the New Day haven't even had like a tag team match.
What do you mean?
In a while.
Really?
They've been doing
Oh, they've been trying to do the singles thing. Well, because one of them was going to be in the Money in the Bank for a month. We were all, oh, which one? Out of the three is going to be the singles guy to get the Money in the Bank. And now Xavier got himself a one-on-one match, which is cool because I want to see Xavier do something. And so, yeah, it's kind of weird. They're kind of in like this one-on-one feud with The Miz. When The Miz doesn't have any backup, so I don't know. It's kind of this weird, too horny thing that I don't know. I said horny there. I didn't Not in that sense, kids.
Yeah. my wife sent me a text that I was kind of confused.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was reading it.
Well, Elias says this. Killian has a lot of momentum. He was pushed like crazy in NXT. He was. I agree. Hopefully that translates into something because, you know, if you have Sanity and the New Day feuding, well, then you could actually, you know, do something with that. And that gives you, you know, two, like you were saying, two trios to fight. But this isn't Lucha Underground. Mm-hmm. We don't have trios champs. So,
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with them because who are they going to come fuck with the Usos? Yeah, I guess that's what they started with last week, but.
And then Sheamus and Cesaro have been MIA.
I forgot for a about while. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to see, but I just know that I like that Eric Young got a singles opportunity, like off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it could work.
Yeah. Nate says barely got pinned.
Yeah, because he didn't get like squashed.
Yeah, he
took a pin.
Yeah. Robert Mendler says, Ascension, the new Miz Taraj? Maybe? But why? Why would I care? I guess that you could shoehorn it in and make it work.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm grasping at straws here.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we should just move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Speaking of the New Day, yeah, a little cool little segment with them. And then, yeah, dude, Xavier Woods versus Rusev.
Uh-huh.
Good match.
It was.
Yeah. Solid little match. Rusev's looking thinner to me. Like, he's looking a lot more in shape. You look at old pictures of old Rusev, and he was more, like, thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's, like, a little more, like, you know, he's slim. He's, like, more, I don't know, in shape.
Okay.
And, Rusev gets the win. And then afterwards, he cuts a promo, a good promo, on AJ Styles. Just basically saying, yeah, what's up? I'm gonna whoop your ass. You hit my friend. That made me mad. I will fight you.
Yeah.
Crush you.
Crush you.
So, yeah.
I have a little bit of a problem with what they did with Rusev.
Okay.
Rusev was kind of being used as a face for a while.
Uh-huh.
They kind of snuck it in there last week where he was showing the respect to AJ, and Aiden English did the heel thing and got popped in the mouth.
Uh-huh.
And instead of Rusev, oh, hell no, and then start brawling, yeah. Rusev was like, why are you screwing things up with me? I was trying to show the guy yeah. respect. You know,
and, then
like,
they went,
and that's kind of a face reaction to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then on SmackDown, it kind of reverted back. Like, yeah, you beat up my friend, and I'm not happy about it. And like, okay, now you're being a heel again. Dude, I don't know. It's not quite Nia Big Show levels of flippy floppy.
Yeah.
But there is a little flip, and there's a little bit of a flop.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know where we're going with that, but I'm glad to see him there. I'm glad to see Rusev in a fucking world title. We're gonna see
that is cool.
Rusev,
that's cool.
Versus AJ Styles for the world title.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, you get it how you can get it. It'll probably be over in a few weeks, but you know, by SummerSlam. But
yeah.
Dude, I always know something we wanted. The crowd has chanted Rusev Day during fucking title matches before, and now he's getting his, you know, his get. So, yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
What do you think about what's going on with, the Bludgeon Brothers? What do you think about, like, their mic skills? Well, Harper's mic skills.
I mean, Harper's mic skills are there. They're good. I'm not worried about Harper's mic skills. I don't know if I'm just like too jaded about this, but I think it's kind of obvious that this is another rework. Because wrestlers sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes come out when the other match is ending and the opponents are walking away.
Yeah.
And it's never been that big of an issue. Sometimes
the first time teases. I can remember it happening, which is almost inconsequential, but it was weird that I think right after Charlotte won the title, I think right before or something, like Bobby Roode came out and like basically interrupted like her the ending of a match because he was coming out to make his entrance and everyone was like,
yeah, but nobody's ever made that big of a deal of it.
Yeah.
But now the Bludgeons are making a big deal of it.
Yeah.
And they're beating up on D-Bry. And it's like, okay,
D-Bry is fucking antagonizing it too, though.
Yeah, yeah. But I think what happened here is this. D-Bry was supposed to be in a program against a big, tall dude so you could get his little underdog. Yeah, it doesn't matter how big you are. It's, you know, you fight for your dreams, they're going to fight for you.
Big ass.
And then it's like, big ass was an ass, and he got fired. So it's like, quick, we need to put some other, you know, big guy. Bludgeons, you guys are big.
Yeah.
But they're the tag team champs, so that kind of sucks. Yeah. So how's he going to continue feuding with them? Well, it's D-Bry. You could find him a partner. Oh, we have an idea. So they kind of whipped up something. Like, they had nothing but leftovers in the fridge.
Yeah.
And like, that's fuck, what, I don't know what to make for
that's
dinner.
That's what this week felt like as far as both shows. Like, hey, here's what we got to work with. We kind of ran out of shit to eat. There's some shit in the fridge. Make it work.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my daughter's lunchbox 2 days before payday. I gave you all the cookies and Doritos and Easy Mac and cool stuff to eat. And now you're getting
half a pickle and some grape jelly.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Just make it work.
Make it work. I mean, I like grape jelly.
They feed you there.
And I like pickles. Yeah. But together? Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But Team Hell No, I marked the fuck out so hard.
I was hitting it
so
much.
Hard.
In 5 years, this is the first time that I heard Kane's music and didn't go, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. As it came up, because I watched it, I fell asleep last night and I watched it this morning before work, before the Mexico game. I was watching SmackDown. And I was like, hey,
all of a sudden, you're a soccer fan.
Once every 4 years, I give a shit about soccer. And
the last few years, you were cheering for USA. This year, you're cheering for Mexico.
The only. They're my other team. Like Dan and Donovan.
Oh, his other team. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So yeah, Kane comes out and I'm just like, I mean, after I'll give you this, Harper and Brian had a good match too.
Oh yeah.
Dude,
Harper's underrated, man.
I finally got you to watch that formerly known as.
Oh, that was so good.
Fucking good. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's called WWE's doing like a YouTube series called Formerly Known As, where they follow, where they have people go back to their hometowns and you know your roots kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was Seth Rollins, and that was really good.
Yeah.
Bayley's was really, really good because they went back to Davina Rose, her original stuff. They did a Matt Hardy one, which I haven't seen.
Ruby Riott's was tight.
It was good, but there has not been a better one than
Harper's.
Harper, dude.
Fuck, Harper's is good.
It was damn good. It was fucking, it got you right here at the end. And it like, but the beginning was like, damn, just struggling. I told you. When I watched it, all I could think about was Abel and DCW kind of like, you see where it starts. It starts literally at the bottom. You gotta make that shit work. And you know what I mean? Like, so fuck, man. I that shit inspired me to get up and go to work. But you know, that's about it. But yeah. Anyway, they had a good match, dude. That's one of the best flying knees I've ever seen. Daniel Bryan do.
Okay.
He just fucking ran. He got air.
Yeah,
because Harper's tall. He got him clean right in the fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Kane fucking came back.
Mm-hmm.
They chokeslammed him, whatever. They went away. And then he stands in the middle of the ring, and everyone knows. First thing I said, it was like, hugging out. I was like, boom. I had saw the Dr. Shelby tweet the day before. I'm like, so it's still, I like it because it's still fresh in your mind. Hell no. In fact, that's what brought it out.
Yeah.
So you're like, it's kind of there. It's a brain ninja kind of deal. So Kane's just standing there like fucking stone face, but looking dead serious at Daniel Bryan. He's just like, he doesn't smile.
Yeah.
He's just like,
it is time for your hug now.
And Daniel Bryan's like,
man, I'm good.
We're good. I remember Corbin Kane, you fucking fucked me.
Yeah.
We're good. In fact, you broke my neck. I'm not going to forget about that.
Yeah.
You tombstoned me on the fucking steel steps. And my dad died. You made my dad die. So, I don't know. It was kind of weird at first, but then they were like, and then the crowd, they were trying to get it started, the chance to hug it out. But they were all over the place.
That wasn't a good crowd.
It was San Diego. Both matches were San Diego, I think. And so it wasn't a good crowd.
No, one was San Diego, one was San Jose.
Really? That was San Jose? I'm pretty sure. Flip-flopped because that's where Blaze is from.
Yeah.
Because I figured it was the same place because the Front Row Negative was there both shows. He's rarely at Raws anymore. He's always at pay-per-views now.
Maybe he's from Cali.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They finally hugged it out.
Yeah.
And it was good. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Marked out so hard.
I was like, I ended SmackDown and I was happy.
Elias Laredo, I honestly thought Kane was going to turn on Bryan.
I thought it too. I thought he was going to hug and then tombstone him.
Yeah.
And he was going to be the bludgeon dad.
Whoa! I didn't think of that.
Bludgeon daddy.
Bludgeon father. That would make them Undertaker's nephews.
Yes.
So then what was Bray? Just the adopted daddy. Oh, God.
The stepdad.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah.
Elias, Topanga on SmackDown Live? Yes. What the hell are you talking about?
I got spoiled by Xavier Woods himself about his match.
Okay.
Because he tweeted out a picture. I hadn't watched SmackDown yet, and I was on Twitter, and he was like, I may have lost to Rusev tonight. I'm like, oh, fuck. But at least I got to meet my first crush, Topanga. Danielle Fishel was backstage.
Oh.
And she's a big WWE fan. So, nice. He met her and they took a picture and whatnot. And
that's awesome.
Which I believe Xavier Woods is single now.
He
was married and he had a baby on the way last year. But then the leaks came out. And from what I've read online, there's been like zero like talk of a kid or a wife from him online.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. I don't know if they're just deciding to keep it private or they got on.
Mm.
So I don't know. That's Okay, that's none of our actual business. It was just something I had read.
Robert Method. Sister Abigail's daddy. I don't know who Sister Abigail's daddy is.
We never got to know who Sister Abigail was.
Yes. So, that was SmackDown? Are we done with SmackDown?
That's it.
Okay, did you watch 205?
No.
Okay, I did catch some of it as I was cooking the delicious lasagna that we had tonight.
Leo Rush?
Leo Rush made his debut. He took out some scrub. He looked good doing it. He did a really nice frog splash. Like his tuck got so deep, or when he did the, you know, go like that and then out.
I don't know why you're doing the DX stuff.
Well, because that's how he puts his hands between his legs. But
like a lowdown?
Yeah, it was kind of like a lowdown, but it was just so tight. Like he damn near like touched the small of his own back. But it was good. He cut a promo afterwards. His promo could use a little work, but he's not terrible.
Was he drinking milk this time again?
No. He's just huffing and puffing after his match.
Yeah.
But I'm okay. I'm on board.
Did TJP come out this week?
No, but he was referenced by Rockstar Spud. What's his name? Drake Maverick. Yeah,
forgot about him.
Yeah, he was referenced because he said something about – because him and Cedric Alexander were in the back, and Cedric Alexander was like, hey, you should give Hideo a title shot. He beat this guy and he beat that guy. And Drake Maverick was like, well, I'm not going to reward bad behavior. I don't want anybody – I'm not going to reward bad behavior like TJP or something like that.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, with TJP's going out there being an
asshole.
I'll
tell you this much. I finally – like again, last week when I caught up like pretty much the whole episode of 205 – I like TJP. I like this what he's doing right now. I really, really, really like his new
that cockiness.
Yeah. The straight talking in the middle of the match, running down his dude. That dude was like the most ridiculous seller ever though. The guy he faced last week.
Yeah.
But I liked him because I mean he needed something different, you know what I mean? Cause the whole that thing the WWE buried him way too fast.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever they had him lose the belt.
Well, I don't know if they buried him so much as they just kind of forgot about him.
Well, you made him lose the title.
They, like, moved past. Yeah. They moved past him. I mean, you could lose the title and not be buried. You could get titles back and still be, like, you know, in the main event picture. It's like he lost the title. It's like, okay, well, let's play with this new toy. We forgot about this old toy.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Joe missed. That's the second week in a row that he misses SmackDown.
Well, there was a lot of people.
Yeah, I know that specifically, but he wasn't on last week after Money in the Bank.
No, he wasn't. All right, so 205 also had an elimination six-man tag with the Lucha House Party versus Kendrick and the British dude and Gulak. What's the British dude's name? Jack Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
So it was them three versus Lucha House Party, and there was this funny little botch where Drew Gulak accidentally took off Lindsay Dorado's mask. And so, poof, completely.
No.
OFF, ow.
You saw his
face? If you were at the right angle, you would have caught it. Because it came off. Like, what happened was he was in a headlock. And he was doing the thing where he gets up, hits him in the gut. And then after he hits him in the gut or whatever, it was supposed to let go. Well, when Drew let go, I guess he had his hand around enough of his mask that, whoop. So when the mask went, whoop, it like fell by Gulak's feet. And then Lindsay was automatically, oh shit, and just fell to the ground.
Yeah.
And then just rolled out the ring. And everyone was like, Gulak kind of pulled it off where he just kind of kicked it towards the referee and then just started laughing at him and making fun of him and looking like, oh, I'm going to beat you up now. Go ahead, put it back on your mask. Yeah. But the ref had to, like, get the thing out the ring. And he was on the outside, so they had to give it to him. So he's by the apron trying to put the mask on, and then he got back in.
Now, is Lindsay Dorado a legitimate, like, mask wrestler? And, like, Puerto Rican, right?
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what his background is. I haven't seen that formerly known as episode. Yeah. But it was –
because the Lucha House Party is – Metalik, Lindsay Dorado, and Kalisto.
Yeah. So Metalik was the first one to get eliminated.
Of course.
Then the one we were just talking about was the second one to get eliminated. Lindsay. So it was 3-on-1. Kalisto was able to eliminate Gallagher and Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
So it came down 1-on-1 with him and Drew won.
Dude, I've been really liking Drew lately.
Yeah.
I saw when I went to Raw, it was a main event match. It was
Elias says yes, he has always been masked.
Oh, okay. When I went to Raw, the main event, one of the main event matches was Drew Gulak versus, don't get me lying, some random fucking other cruiserweight. Okay. Not Hideo, but the other one.
Tozawa.
Yeah, so fucked up. Yeah, Tozawa. And yeah, he just straight up beat Tozawa clean. And I was like, yeah, oh yeah, I like him.
Yeah, that 6-on-6 or 3-on-3 match was pretty good. Not my match of the week, but could be a candidate.
Yeah.
It was fun. But yeah, that Gulak, you just tapped him out.
Yeah, that's what
tapped him out. So yeah.
Okay.
Robert, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but he says this. What about Hideo returning as Kenta against Mara Fuji? What?
I don't know who Mara Fuji is.
He's a New Japan guy, from what I understand.
Oh, so you're saying like release him soon?
Or did that happen? Or is it gonna happen? Wait, nah. Robert, what the fuck are you talking about? This sounds like a Chris question.
Yeah, that's sort of
Chris is not here. So yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't even know what you do with. We had this question last week. I don't know what the hell you do with Hideo right now because it's kind of running its course.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, Cedric was campaigning to fight Hideo.
So maybe we'll get Cedric versus Hideo at the pre-show.
Yeah, next week we're gonna get no disqualification. Mustafa Ali versus Buddy Murphy. There has to be a winner because that was part of the conversation that Rockstar Spud and I keep calling Rockstar Spud, Drake Maverick and Cedric Alexander were having, because it was like, no, I'm not gonna reward bad behavior. But Cedric Alexander was like, well, he beat these guys. I want to fight him. Why are you trying to vouch for him? Because I want to beat him up. And yeah. I want to defend against everybody.
He's using logic.
but the Drake Maverick was like, no, we got to have a definite winner between Buddy Murphy and Mustafa Ali. So we're going to have a next week, no DQ between those two. And perhaps whoever wins that gets Cedric.
But Hideo will beat both of them.
Right, but from what I understand, because I think I missed that episode, it was kind of like an underhanded kind of bullshit way.
No, but it was a match you said you saw that I missed the last like minute or two last week. Okay. It was like one of your matches of the week.
Well, what happened last week?
I don't know. Maybe you're the only one who saw it.
Maybe there's a disconnect there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Robert Midland says this. It's at an Evolve tie-in show, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's Mara Fuji's 20th anniversary show in September. I'll share the link later.
Awesome. Okay. Then, yeah, because they do fuck with Evolve, Progress, Grow, Move. I'm making those last two names up. But yeah, you know, they fuck with those
TCW.
Yeah, they fuck with those promotions. So yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay, cool. He says pretty sure it's a one night only type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Turning us like Kenta versus Mara Fuji.
This chick from NXT, Nixon Newell, she goes by not Megan Fox, but like something like that. Tegan Fox, something like that.
Okay.
They changed her name.
Megan Fox.
Something like that. I think it's
Megan Fox.
I think it's Tegan Fox or Tegan Box. Some shit like that. But she's still an NXT, but she does like Progress stuff. And like, so, and Dakota Kai did it last week.
So is she making progress?
Yes. She's making progress. Speaking of Dakota Kai, NXT last week was a fucking snoozer because it was just like, hey, we recorded this before NXT TakeOver.
We're still in Chicago.
I'll say this much. I forgot to say this last week. I was bummed out that Mauro Ranallo wasn't the play-by-play on TakeOver Chicago. But I have to say that I was wrong. Vic something or other was really fucking goddamn good.
I like Vic.
What's his last name?
I forget. I keep wanting to say Toza, but that's a medicine, Vic Toza.
I keep wanting to say Fuentes because that's a singer from Pierce the Veil. It's Vic something.
It's a white guy name. I don't know.
But yeah, he did a damn good job.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. And he's like the good Tom Phillips.
The more interesting Tom Phillips.
The less douchey Tom
Phillips. Yeah. Anyway, at the beginning of that.
Joseph! Thank you.
Vic Joseph.
Huh. Yes, thank you, Elias.
So in the beginning of the little fucking NXT thing, Vic Joseph goes, I've always known his name. Vic Joseph says, "Oh man, it was, can you believe the time of stuff we saw at TakeOver? And Percy Watson was like, yeah, oh, it was crazy. And I'm just like, he's not going to lie. Yeah, like, it's like, whatever, man.
This shit. I'm too old for this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, they show a bunch of packages of what happened. And then the actual match we got was Dakota Kai versus Bianca Belair. And that was a good match. Damn good match.
Very good.
Both of them look fucking
I like this. I like this version of Dakota where she is
not scared.
Captain of Team Kick and not running away scared. Mm-hmm. That's the version of Dakota I want.
Yeah, her and Baszler need to be on opposite ends. Because I like her to get strong on her own. And she is. She has been. Again, she lost, right? Yeah, Bianca won. Yeah, Bianca won.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it was such a good match. You don't even care who won or lost because it was a good match. Mm-hmm. And maybe next takeover, they'll be on the main card. So, yeah, that's good.
All right. So, we're talking about Vic Joseph, here. What's the thing that you told me to name the episode after? That it's a
Flispy.
Flispy. What the hell?
So, you know, Sonic and WWE, they work hand in hand a lot. Oh, this is the Sonic Duo of the Week or whatever.
Yeah, like right after King has his heart attack on live air, he's eating Sonic on the next.
So both on Raw and SmackDown, there were so many advertisements for Sonic, and the new thing is they're so fresh and crispy that they're flispy or some shit like that. But God, Corey was like, I'm gonna be saying flips. Flispy in my sleep tonight. He said that on Raw because he already had enough of Michael Cole saying it like 10 times. And then the next fucking day, he gets Tom Phillips saying it over and over. So, God damn. Like, he said something flispy. Yes. And you see Corey's like,
oh, yeah.
That's why Flispy's will sit out to me this week.
Flispy's. Oh, Flispy. Jesus. All right. Okay. Is that all the movies?
I can't think of any news with the Z.
Okay. I haven't watched the latest Lucha Underground, and I know you don't watch it because you don't get the channel.
No.
So that had to be something that we get next week. Again, guys, next week, 4th of July, we're going to try to have the show a little bit earlier in the day. I don't know exactly what time yet. Got to get with Chris on that one. But stay tuned to our Facebook page and our Twitter and whatnot. I'll let you know what time we will be doing our show.
Yeah, because everyone's off.
Yeah, it's 4th of July.
America.
So this weekend, this Saturday, there is going to be another DZW event at the Elks Lodge in Katy, Texas. We had Lethal Lockdown 3 weeks ago, and David Duperron still escaped with the fucking title. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. Dave is doing some of his competitive weightlifting earlier in the day as well. So he's going like straight from that in downtown Houston to Katy to be there at DZW. So I don't know, how that's going to work out. But we do have a three-way title match for the DZW Lightning Division Championship. It will be Luther Black versus KO Cox versus Alistair. So that should be pretty darn good to crown ourselves a new DZW Heavyweight Champion. So, yeah. Please come out, please support. I am going to be doing the official ring announcing that night. Our regular ring announcer, Witt, has a family gathering thing that he's got to go do. So yours truly, your boy, is the backup ring announcer. So I'm not just pretending like I'm important, just taking pictures. I'm actually doing something this time. So please come on out.
It's not that hard to get to, man. It's straight I-10 West. Get off on,
the exit right after 99. The next exit. I think it's 99. Katy Fort Mineral.
Yeah, and then there, Mitch, right there.
Just make it right. There it is on your right. Yeah,
easy as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just Google it, put it in your GPS. It's easy to get to.
Yes.
Yeah, no excuse there. So yeah, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. So please show up. I don't know when the next ROW is. I think it's second week of what?
The 14th,
says Porsche sitting on the couch.
It's not next Saturday, but the Saturday after.
On Rusev Day. Rusev Day, yes.
Next Saturday, your boy turns 31.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
In advance.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess that's it. We got a show. We're done. Thank you so much for joining us live. It was Robert, Elias, Nate, Michael, all of you guys, we appreciate you. If you're not watching this live, try to tune in next week. But again, special start time. So just keep an eye out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/UCWrestlingRadio. Until next time, adios, my friends. Keep it classy. So now this ship is sinking.